Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I love to look over and see you guys dancing. Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. Welcome to the Vampire Diaries After Show on AfterBuzz TV, Season 7, Episode 13, This Woman's Work. In case you guys didn't know, this is Rob Schneider's daughter. singing right now, not Sam, who's sitting next to me. Sam D123 in the house. And across the table, we have Katie Campbell.
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
And Jordana Morfin.
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at Jordana_Morfin.
Sorry, I was still singing.
Okay, I saw that.
I like that.
All right, guys. So we're in a good mood right now. It's Sunday night. We're talking about Vampire Diaries. Yes. How did you guys feel about tonight's episode?
So good. Yeah. I absolutely loved this episode. It's just so much happened. I felt happy for once in a really long time.
Yeah. I love this episode, too. I love this show so much. Mm-hmm. I've been obsessing over it lately that I started rewatching the whole series again.
It's just great. It's a great show.
Yeah, and I feel like, I was like, okay, guys, we're back. This other crap that we've been seeing, I mean, we're still going to see it, but I think that we found our footing again. I just don't know how they lost it exactly, because we started the season off not so bad, but then it got weird, but I think now we're back.
Sorry, I just banged my knee on the table.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
okay?
Sam.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, well, it's weird because we started the whole thing with this heretic problem, and it kind of is like the heretics are on our side.
Yeah, so
there had to be some kind of other big bad thing coming in.
Yeah, I had this revelation when I was watching this episode about the heretics, and I feel that it's not that they were bad people, it's just that they put their trust in wrong people. So everything that they believed, they honestly believed was true because Julian was telling them it was this way.
Right.
So had they not gotten in the path of Julian, then they would, they're good people, ultimately, who just, it's like a cult, you know, they're good people who are brainwashed by this one bad dude. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I was really happy to see that's the reason why he was running.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why he killed the baby, which is sad and you shouldn't kill a baby, but you know, like, that's what was happening. We finally got that answer.
So let's get into it. Let's start with our flashbacks of Reyna's backstory. We get to see how she becomes one of the five of the Brotherhood. One of the Brotherhood of Five.
I had forgotten that whole, I was like, oh, that's another thing that they just threw in there a couple years ago, and I was like, all right, guys, sure. But they brought it back,
They brought it back. Full circle moment. So we start off in 1842, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good time. And we see her out in the woods with her dad, who is one of the Brotherhood of Five, and Reyna really wants to learn how to fight. She wants to be involved, and her dad's just like, look, if I do my job right, you won't have to do any of this. How did you guys feel about seeing her so young and so interested in this world already?
That's something that I was thinking right away, because her dad was saying, you know, this won't be, you won't have to deal with this if I do my job right. But she was so determined, and there was just something about her that really wanted to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know, it was a little, strange.
I felt like it was okay that she wanted to be a part of it, because I just was thinking about Supernatural and about how the boys wanted to be a part. Well, Dean wanted to be a part. I know that's not this show, but it just reminded me of like the want to hunt. mm-hmm. because that's what we see the boys do in Supernatural is hunt the demons, you know? So I was on board with her thinking that, although I was like, she's so young, yeah. she shouldn't be wanting to kill.
Yeah, I also, I mean, I am blanking on the time period as far as those Catherine flashbacks. Do you guys remember... What, was it 1600?
1600.
Yeah. It just, like, it reminded me of something very similar, and it made me feel familiar with this, but also annoyed, because I'm just like, you know what? Stop. Like, this almost seems like what we saw, but she had to kill her father. We understand why she's so upset, mm-hmm. but how can you carry that kind of grudge with you forever?
Well, I mean, well, what we did see was when they were doing that whole spiritual thing, and then, you know, she saw everyone killing themselves for her, and then she drank the tea, and then he was saying, you know, this is so you can keep on living and whatnot.
So my question to that was, is that how many lives she gets? Is how many people have... who sacrificed themselves
I
for
think
her?
So,
it might
so how
be,
many
yeah.
people were there?
There's a lot of people there.
I counted like 7, 8.
I don't yeah. think there was more than 10, that's for sure.
No, no, 7, 8
but
or 9.
But at the same time, it's
so
been
she,
so
maybe she's
long.
Like a cat with 9 lives.
Yeah. And I forget who was tweeting that to us, but I think that that's a good assumption about how many lives she'll have, because at some point we need these our you know beloved vampires to kill mm-hmm. her, and she needs to die somehow, so maybe it is on that last life
yeah.
that she's linked to.
Hopefully it is.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So we see her go through the ceremony, but we also see her dad fighting Julian and her walking up and finding that, and Julian compelling her to kill her father, because one of the important things we learned is that how the sword works. Her sword, it's, you know, our Julian, if he were to kill someone of the Brotherhood, then he would be marked himself. And so instead of, because he's a little not good person, I was going to say a bad word.
Bitch.
that was nicer than the word I was going to use. So since he's that person, he compels her to kill her own father. And she, you can see that she's scared. She doesn't really know what's happened. She's like, Dad, I can't stop. And he's just telling her, I'll always be with you fighting. Remember that it's him who's doing this and not you. So, Julian, you thought you were doing a solid because you're not yeah. being cursed, but in actuality, you're fueling her vengeance for her father's death through all this time.
And isn't she now part of the Brotherhood? So
yeah, and now she's part of the...
So either way, Julian, you're in trouble, yeah.
Yeah. But then in this ceremony, we see them all kill themselves. She takes a drink, and it's so that no magic can touch her. Mm-hmm. So witches can't help out right now, which we saw later on when Bonnie tries to help. But it's just all this little information. I paused my TV at yeah. least 10 times tonight just because I was trying to write down everything that they're saying, because I'm like, oh my gosh, all the answers are coming out right now, and I have to write down everything that happens. But yeah.
And speaking about how many lives she has she, how many has she died in now? Like, when she was thrown, when she finally got to stab Julian by throwing the sword, right before that, was she dead?
No.
When she was
I think she was
out?
Just knocked out.
Yeah. Okay.
She was just
knocked out. But when she rises from the phoenix, that's death.
That was a
yeah.
death.
Being reincarnated. Okay. A bunch of people in the chat have said there was 8 people.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that includes, though, her life plus 8,
so that's 9. We're
like
back to the
cat. Oh my god, Catherine. Yes.
Catherine, cat, 9 lives. She looks like the doppelganger of Elena and Catherine.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Okay, as much as a lot of us, I think I'm not going to speak for everybody, we've been frustrated with this season. I still love these writers and I have faith in them, and I don't think they would just bring a girl on that looks like Nina Dobrev to be like, ooh, that's funny. No, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like Raina and I like this whole story, but I'm also a little bit, I don't know if hurt is the right word, that she kind of looks like Elena and that they bring it up, but because I don't want her to be replaced. I'm a little sad about it.
Well, I am
She'll
too.
Never replace Elena.
Right, but just like coming into that arena, kind of, I don't know how I feel about it yet.
And it's because I know you're rewatching it now, and mm-hmm. I'm about to start as well rewatching,
yeah.
and it's going to bring out a lot of emotions, and
yeah.
I understand where you're coming from on that.
So one of the things that they said during the ceremony, sorry, is that they were linking her spirit to her weapon. So does that mean in order to destroy her, you have to figure out how to destroy...
The sword?
The sword?
I think
like,
so.
Like, destroy the sword, destroy the probably. Person who
but
holds it.
But magic can't affect it, so magic probably can't affect the sword either.
But
right?
She needed that back.
Yeah, she was, like, she was thirsty for that sword. She was like, I need this now, like, don't play around with it. Didn't leave her side again.
Yeah.
But we do see her throw it at Julian, like, 1903 now. We find out how Beau lost his ability to talk, because he was singing. I was like, wait, what? Beau's singing right now. This is beautiful, just like they talked about, how he has a beautiful singing voice.
I feel really bad for Beau. He might be the only heretic that I've kind of been feeling bad about the whole time. Yeah. You know, they've toyed with us a little bit about Nora's temper and Mary Louise's little attitude problem, and Valerie in the beginning wasn't sure if she was going to be good
like
or not.
He was, like, the only, like, solid
I feel so bad
one.
For
yeah.
him.
Poor I guy. Do now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope
yeah.
he's in a better place.
But we see the first time that she, you know, because she slices his neck, that is now he's marked. Mm-hmm. We see that Julian's been marked. But this is when I had that revelation about the heretics. Nora and Mary Louise, even Mama Salvatore, not marked at all.
Mm-mm.
So the fact that they're running from this woman is all because of Julian, because they put their faith in this guy who's supposed to be charming and all this stuff, and they believe him, so their lives aren't actually in danger. If they had just left Julian,
yeah,
they would have been fine. They never would have had to run away from the Huntress at all. But because they put their faith in Julian, they're now kind of looped in with him.
Well, see, and Stefan said it's all his fault, and that's why he killed him last episode. So,
yeah.
Goodbye.
Which we didn't really see, like, we didn't really see any mention of, well, we had a mention of him because Bonnie came over and fills Damon in on everything that happened the night before, while also discovering that he had a little tryst with a little hussy named Crystal with a K.
Crystal with a K.
Yeah. No offense to crystals out there with a K, because every crystal I know, I think, spells it with a K, so I don't have anything against you guys.
And they're usually strippers, but we love them. We really do. But did this not remind you so much of Damon season one?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it reminded me a bit of Isabel. Like, mm-hmm. I want them to, like, renaissance this show. Bring back the love and passion that season one had somehow. That's what I want. I feel like we got a little taste of that. I want to see more.
Okay. How did you feel about his little...
I thought Bonnie was hilarious in these scenes. She was funny. And I really love their friendship. And I don't know. I'm torn. I'm a little bit... Elena said to go and live your life. So I'm not mad at him about it. What? And he thought she was dead. But I still am kind of like, oh, God, you can't replace Elena. I don't know if I'll ever be okay with it. I think he just got to force me to watch it, and then I'll maybe start getting on board.
I like what Bonnie said, because it's mm-hmm. something that we said last week. This is what Elena told you mm-hmm. to do, so I'm not going to be mad at you for living your life, because Elena left specific instructions for you to have
said
your
it's
fun.
Not a bad thing.
Of course, at the time, she doesn't know that what Stefan knows and believes to be true, that he has killed her best friend for good. So, kind of convenient that somehow Enzo knows this information.
What?
Because him and Tyler, we find out, are in talks, I guess.
I just hate how the way he played that, though, you know?
Enzo?
Yeah, well, he was like, well, if you don't give me the sword, I'm going to tell Bonnie.
Well, he was being forced by Reyna.
I know, but still.
But we do find out he's being forced by Reyna, mm-hmm. but ultimately, we can jump ahead to what happens. Like, we find out why Stefan's being chased by Reyna now, because mm-hmm. he's been marked, and it's ultimately Enzo's fault that she got her sword back, that if he hadn't used this as leverage over Damon, Damon wasn't going to give him the sword.
Yeah. But if I was Damon, I would have just been like, all right, here's the deal, Bonnie, this is what happened, because you don't want to give this sword around. We don't...
But
it's a
no.
scary
Damon.
Sword.
I have a question, though. Okay, so when Reyna stabs Stefan, she's thinking she's about to stab Damon. And when she stabs Stefan, she has this look on her face like, oh, crap, to me. Like, she didn't... Like, she specifically wanted to stab Damon and not Stefan. And it kind of was like, oh, shoot.
Does she know, like, exactly who they are? Or does she just want to kill every vampire?
I think she knows more than she says.
Oh, really?
Possibly.
I thought it was just, like, hunting vampires, like, any vampire. that comes along her way.
Well, because they said that it once you're marked with her mark, mm-hmm. she comes after you and any vampire who gets in her way of getting to you. So she's... Damon has called her out and is fighting her. So I took it as, look, Stefan, you haven't done anything to me for me to want to have stabbed you. I wanted to stab the guy who was just trying to kick my ass.
Mm-hmm. Basically. I was so upset for Stefan in this moment. I was so upset. I love him so much, and I feel so bad for him that he is, you know...
It's always him.
Yeah, it's always him. Mm-hmm. It really is. And Caroline said that. And I felt bad that he couldn't be by Caroline's side. I actually teared up and I cried a couple times in this episode. And at that moment, I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, we all knew Stefan was going to... This is going to happen to him at some point. But, oh, my heart.
Yeah. It was sad. And I wanted to not yell at Bonnie because I love Bonnie, but... Because of what she said to Stefan and kicking him out, like, your brother needs you, go. And then for that to be the result of it, mm-hmm. and we see how he's not with Caroline, and it's just, it was heartbreaking all over the place. I don't want to jump too far ahead because I do want to talk about stuff before we get there, but it was just, it was heartbreaking to mm-hmm. see that. Because I really...
Well, yeah. you want to know what? Not, and I won't get ahead, but I just want to make a statement. I think the writers are trying to mess with our emotions, and they're doing these flash forwards. But at the end of the day, none of us know what's going on at all. And they could completely throw us a curveball. And, you know, Caroline and Stefan could be well in love and, like, sneaking off at little cottages and doing it. Like, who knows? I don't... At this point, like, they kind of have lost my trust. They have. Wow.
What if... No, I'm sorry. The gasp was, what if, like, she's going to see Stefan in New Orleans in 3 years? Because that's where he's hiding out.
Mm. No, because he's already, at this point, he's already been captured at the studio from Matt.
I was just going off of your idea. Yeah. No, like, going to see each other.
I definitely thought about that as well. I was like, maybe she's going to see Stefan, but nope. Not a chance.
If Roxy was here, she'd be humping that chair.
So I do want to talk about Caroline. So she, last week we saw her body was desiccating because of these siphoning babies that are living inside her. This week, we shut down a whole hospital wing, compel some doctors to perform a C-section. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work because the babies don't want to leave the magic that they're getting fed.
So creepy. Like, the way that just happened when they were trying to get in there, and it just kind of, like, I don't even know what I was expecting, but I was freaking out, and I was like, what if these babies are, like, obviously they're going to look normal, but I don't know. I just felt like if they did come out, they were going to be, like, somewhat a little crazy because they don't want to leave. Aliens. That's exactly what I was. I was nervous.
I'm a little nervous about them still, you know, growing up and stuff, but I started thinking, too, about the Gemini Coven. Have they always been siphoning? Because they've been in witch bodies before, like human bodies, you know, these twins, this twin line. Have they always been trying to siphon the magic from these witches?
Mm. Well, and maybe this will create a new kind of line of witches / vampires that they can break the curse of the Gemini Coven and having to kill each other. Maybe they don't need to anymore.
That would be nice. Well, there's something, I don't like that they have to kill each other.
I don't either. There's something definitely different about these two girls. And I know they seemed evil and they were coming out, but they're so freaking cute.
They were
cute.
Adorable.
So adorable.
And we see in the future that they're cute. I think they seem harmless, and I am not down to turn these little girls into murderers.
But scary movies always use really cute, sweet, innocent little girls to be, like, the psychopath. So... Not saying, like, that's where we're going, but don't believe a child's innocence all the time.
Maybe they're not, like, psycho murderers, but maybe they just don't know how strong they are, or, you know.
Well, that's like in the Twilight books. They do that. Children that are, you know, turned into vampires at a young age, that kind of thing, which is kind of similar. They're reckless, and they need to be killed because they cannot control themselves. Yeah.
Let's just... Did you guys not read Twilight?
Yeah. No.
I mean, I know the T word is, like, frowned upon here, but
I'm sorry. I'm not into Twilight.
I'm going to bring it up again because of this birth scene. I mean, it was, very similar to the scene in Twilight when Bella gave birth. It was definitely
the whole
similar.
Pregnancy thing kind of was...
Well, that pregnancy was... Ugh. Let's just not even get into that one.
What? Twilight?
Guys, that was really gross and scary.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like Hayley's in the originals. A vampire with a human. And anyways, we're not talking about Twilight on this show. I don't, but I do want to talk about... So, they have to enlist the help of the heretics to try to draw the babies out by using magic. Like, hey, come to this magic over here and stop using that magic over there.
It's like they have magic catnip. Like,
yeah, they're like, here, little kitty kitty, I got some magic for you. Come out. Did you guys trust that Nora, Mary Louise, and Beau would be good? Because Alaric's on the phone like, wait a second. Yeah. Why are heretics surrounding my kids?
I did, and that's what I thought is interesting, is that we started out this season hating these heretics and being scared of them, and now they're our friends, and I trust them. Although they still have tempers, some of them, but I trusted that they would help.
I exactly the same feeling. I just... When we saw this whole thing happening, and then obviously when, you know, Beau started bleeding and Valerie just wanted to stay, it's like, I mean, it's still hard. Like, you guys know that I've liked her, but it's just like still like, it's kind of, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just kind of hard to see her saying like, oh, I want to stay. They deserve a chance. And you're like, well, you know, that's so lovely of you. But at the same time, I'm like, is there something in the back of your head?
Is she doing it for Stefan?
Are you doing this? Yeah. Because Stefan was standing right there, you know, listening to everything.
I think I actually picked up on this. I think she's doing it because she lost the baby. She lost her baby back in the day. So it's as though she has a connection somehow to these babies, because she wants to save them, like her child was not able to be saved.
I can see that.
And that's why the writers are geniuses, because you could look at it that way, you could look at it that she's helping Stefan. We don't know. Could go.
We don't know.
Way.
And I hate, but Sam put this in my head, so I'm thinking of Twilight right now. And can't remember her name in the books, but Nikki Reed, a.k.a. Ian's wife, played a character who wanted nothing to do with Rose, wanted nothing to do with Bella, and then Bella got pregnant, and she was like, the only thing I wanted as a human was a family, and for this. Mm-hmm. So then she became nice to Bella when she was pregnant and helped protect her and helped her get through the birth and everything. And that's what Valerie's story kind of reminds me of. Like Sam said, she lost her chance and she didn't have that opportunity. So now she's trying her best to make sure that she's not around to watch someone else lose a child.
And now she has one of the Salvatore brothers as a husband.
But there's also two babies, so maybe she's just like, you know what? Yeah. You guys put me through a lot. I'm going to take one. You keep one. Peace.
Like, I mean, she could try to kidnap a baby. But
I do like the way she's been acting, though. It's just, I really like it, and since we have seen the flash forwards, I really just don't... I hope it's not, you know, because of Stefan. Like, oh, I'm doing all this because of Stefan. Because I do like the way she's acting towards them right now.
Do you want them to be together?
No, I don't want them to be together. That's the thing.
Yeah, you want her to be doing it out of the kindness of
her heart. Yeah. And I'm hoping... That's why I'm hoping that it's what you're saying, and it's because she lost her baby and that, you know... That's I'm hoping that's the route.
Well, I think the conversation she had with Nora, you know, when Nora's like, come on, they could kill you. She was just, you know, it seems as though it's unfinished business to her to have a baby be born healthy. And, like, she feels, I think she also feels guilt that, like, she let whatever happened to her, you know, when Julian beat her. It wasn't her fault, but she probably feels some guilt about it. So it makes sense to me, that part.
It does. But what unfortunately happens is that Raina shows up. And because we know this, because Beau's scar burst open, which means that she's near, they run outside. Beau, unfortunately, does not make it.
I knew it.
You know,
I was so sad. She even burned the body. My question, though, was, since no one else inside that hospital had a mark, why did she have to still go inside?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Everyone here is done.
And especially she killed him.
Skedaddle, you killed the guy who you came for. Julian isn't here. He has a mark. No one else there had a mark.
How does she know? Like, how does she know? Is it just the sword? Yeah. Like,
they said
her?
That the sword, once someone is marked by it. Sorry, I wrote this down. It says, when it draws blood from a vampire, it will aid in their destruction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it will guide you to them, basically. Mm-hmm.
I also think, not to get into predictions, but I just think that she definitely has some tie to the Petrovas or something, you know, the Salvatores. Like, it's not just coincidental that she so happens to be there to hunt down the people that she wanted to in the past. Like, I think this might have been a thing that she has been, finally, waiting for to get to.
Maybe. It was just weird.
It was just so sad. And I know we, to backpedal just a little bit, because I know we talked about Raina's big fight with Damon and Stefan already, so we know what happens there. But before that happens, to try and ease the situation, after the heretics leave and Valerie stays, Stefan does the cutest thing, cutest Steriline moment that I was so happy about. You know, he does the thing where he goes in her head and he takes her on a date to relax and kind of distract her from...
With the French fries.
With the French fries. And it was their last date together, because by the time she wakes up, he's been marked and on the run and he can't come back to her.
I got teary-eyed.
I know. I had already watched the episode, but I rewatched it here with Jordana, and I kept on looking at her, like, she would be like, cry, cry, cry,
I'm like,
cry.
Come on, do it. And I'm like, yeah, she's crying.
No, but it was, when I watched it, I was like, this just can't be good. We don't exactly know what's going to happen, but this is a goodbye.
You don't get to have those happy moments on this show without it leading to something horrible.
Well, that it tearing your heart out of your chest. Yes. That's what the show does to you.
Good man, Stefan is.
It made me sad just good man, right? It made me sad, though, just watching her in the hospital, and she's like, I'm lonely.
It broke my heart.
It was just so sad. And when she says, it's always you, you know? It always has to be you.
And she doesn't have her mom.
No one.
She has Elena. She's Bonnie, thank God.
Bonnie wasn't even there at that point.
Gosh, another crying moment, guys. I'm about to cry right now. Speaking of moms, when the babies are born,
I was crying.
And Alaric names the babies after Joe, and then after Sheriff Forbes.
Oh my gosh. Right when
I was like, oh my God, yes, Alaric and Caroline, be happy with your little family.
I'm just like, run. Take them and run. Like,
take them and run. Just go somewhere and be happy.
But with Caroline?
No. Well, hey, no, you never know.
The babies and now, and get them out of
in that moment, wanted Caroline to be with him, but I mean, I just come from the Steriline moment, and I definitely want her to be there. I want Caroline with everyone. Caroline's with like three different guys.
Yeah. I have something important I really want to say. I love all of your guys as the fans' comments and questions, but they say it's very creepy about the Alaric and Caroline thing, but I'm sorry, it's not creepy about Stefan and Damon hooking up with a 17-year-old, 16-year-old. I mean, like, that's hundreds of years.
Yeah, Alaric's what, like, eight? 7 or 8 years older than Caroline, max? I mean, technically, the other vampires are
probably
much
the most
older
appropriate
than him.
Relationship
of the whole series.
Yeah, and I don't think it's inappropriate in the least. Okay, he was her teacher. He was young. They're not in high school anymore.
I'm just saying that I had a lot of teachers in high school who were right out of college. So if I'm 16 at the time and they're 22, that's really 6 years different. Mm. So like, I wasn't trying to date any of my teachers, but if later on in life you're out of the school setting and a 6 year difference in the real world isn't that big of a deal. But when you're a senior in high school and like a seventh grader, it's a huge difference, you know?
Yeah.
So out of this, and Caroline is a very mature person, she's also dead as a vampire, so I don't look at the age of these characters to be like, that's creepy.
Me either. Yeah.
Because everyone's pretty much dead. If it's creepy, Alaric wants to date a dead girl. That's kind of creepy.
I think
right?
this was the part, like, this, that moment was kind of like the starting point where, I think I've said it before, but this, after I watched this, I think this is actually the starting point now, where things are going to start to happen with Alaric and with Caroline.
Giving us little moments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now that Stefan is gone,
she's alone.
So sad.
So sad. And then you also are left with now Damon, who is always a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know how a traumatic experience is going to affect his mood or behavior.
He's a baby.
He is.
Sick of it.
Like, I mean, you do have to kind of baby him just because you never know what side of him you're going to get. But he is very adamant that he wants to make this right for his brother and that he will do everything in his power to make sure he makes this right. He finds out from Enzo that Elena's body is actually still alive. He just saw what he wanted to see because Enzo and Tyler have mutual friends. And so
that's weird.
It creeps me out that Enzo knows where Elena's body is because we never know what side Enzo's playing. Mm-hmm. He's playing for himself. And he's like, she's in New York with my friends. They're taking very good care of her. What does that mean?
Yeah, who's Enzo working with this, like, the vampire hunter type people? Yeah, and because
why did he want Raina in the first place? Because we saw he clearly was going to sedate her and take her somewhere before she just jumped through the glass and escaped.
Or did he want Raina to... Was he thinking, maybe I can get Raina to kill Julian because of the whole Lily thing? So then she'll be on my side because I'll help her and she won't kill everybody else.
There's a history. There's a history that those two have, and I know that we'll with Enzo and Raina, and I know pretty sure we'll see flashbacks, but it's we don't know why he's connected to her or when or where, but there is a story that is going to be told, I think.
Sorry, yeah. The way you just said that reminded me of like Taken. It's like, I don't know where you are, but I've got a special set of skills.
Could that
and
be
I
like,
will find you.
That should be Raina's. Raina. But just with Liam Neeson, yeah. Like, in the beginning.
Raina needs Liam Neeson to come and help her. Not that I want all her vampires to die, but that would just be... Someone should write a fan fiction about that. Got the idea from here first. I want a co-writing credit on it. So now we get to... the part of the episode where it's 3 years flash forward. And Caroline is on the phone with Alaric. He's like, you guys okay? We hear mommy.
Oh my gosh.
In the background. She's like, yeah, we're only 20. What about Stefan? Should I go back for him?
Still cares.
And he's like, nope, just go. Don't turn back. And little girl's like, mommy, where are we going? She's like, we're going to New Orleans to see a friend of mommy's. What?
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Claroline.
Okay, new dad. Just kidding.
There are so many ways that this could go, and I feel like there's that scene just leads us right into predictions, mm-hmm. And I'll talk about some news and gossip stuff after we do predictions. How about that?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, so next week we know we get the crossover event.
What?
Something that I mentioned on the originals panel predictions that we did just before this show is that Caroline is now 3 years in the future saying she's going to New Orleans to see an old friend. Clearly, we all think it's Klaus. But is the originals going to now time hop to 3 years for her to meet up with him? Because... the originals, from what I understand, is on our timeline right now. So for her to be going there 3 years in the future to see Klaus would mean that, one, he survived this, what's going on that storyline right now, and two, that it's now 3 years ahead on the originals.
Which it's not, because we see.
Yeah, because next week on the episode of the originals, it's all about Stefan being in town in the present day, trying to lure Raina away from everyone.
I'm sorry. That's for the originals preview? The
Vampire Diaries preview shows Stefan going to New Orleans to lure Raina away from...
Yeah. And in the originals preview, we see whatever's going on.
We didn't see anything. It didn't even say crossover event in the originals preview, but it said it in the Vampire Diaries one.
It just shows, like, but it kind of shows, it implies that it's what's going on right now in the originals is what's going to be happening next week.
There's been a lot of stuff I have not watched this week of the originals. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I would not be surprised. Like, I mean, it would piss me off if they didn't tie the time together. 3 years, 3 years. Like, that's the only way they can do this. Unless they're going to be weird and sloppy about it, but, I mean...
unless we're seeing stuff from present day that's happening in New Orleans, and then this 3 years later thing, because the 3 years laters on Vampire Diaries don't always link up from week to week, that means next week we don't necessarily have to see 3 years in the future of Caroline arriving in New Orleans. Well, it could happen 4 episodes from now or whenever.
Someone named Ahmed... Quamam? I'm sorry, I totally butchered that. But thank you so much for this interesting information. He said, and I just lost it, but basically it was that... Klaus will be in New Orleans in 3 years. I have special information.
What is that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he does.
It says will not be in New Orleans?
No, it says will be.
It says will not be.
Oh, shit, it does.
There's a not right there. But that's what I'm saying. Part of who else could she... I don't know who else she would be seeing, but I think it's too obvious to be Klaus and that it's set up in a way to make people think that's who it is, but man. It's not actually Klaus she's going to see in 3 years.
Haley? Could it be Haley?
Could be Haley. Could be Tyler.
I was thinking Tyler.
Tyler, yeah.
But we saw in a 3 years forward of Tyler, but I don't know if it said where he was, and I know that the chat and Twitter will correct me on this. But besides that, any other predictions?
Yeah, I think that Reyna, it's no coincidence that she looks like Elena and all the doppelgangers, and there will either be a romantic tie between one of the brothers, and I'm kind of thinking that it might be a Stefan thing that she might spare him for love. I don't know. But okay. I also think we will get some backstory to tie her into the Petrova family.
In the previews, was Tyler being a wolf? And Mary Louise was getting shot. Is that what that looked like?
What?
I think Reyna, like, is going to stick around in New Orleans for a little bit before she realizes that Stefan ran. And she's going to... They're going to try to fight her. Because I think that's what was happening and with all of this.
It was a lot. I only watched it, like, once quickly. I should have watched it again. But it looks fun. I have a couple predictions on how Valerie and Stefan end up together and Caroline and Alaric. My prediction is that because Stefan has to go on the run, and instead of living life alone, Valerie just decides to go join him, and Caroline goes with Alaric because Reyna is a threat. They split up, and I predict that it's more of them living a witness protection type of life where they play the cute families and relationships to protect themselves in the cities that they're settling for their backstories to link up, but they're not actually in relationships with each other. But they're just pretending until the threat of Reyna is gone so that they can then go live their normal life.
I can see that.
When we saw the 3 years forward with Valerie and Stefan, did they say I love you to each other?
They might have, but
I need to rewatch that.
And I think that sometimes lines get blurred in like this setup. So I'm not saying it's like infinite, but I just want to believe that it either started as a thing of like, let's pretend like we're in relationships to save our lives, and maybe it turned into more.
I can
or
see
maybe
that.
It's just them pretending the whole time.
No, I can see that because in the flash forward, we see when she's talking on the phone with Alaric, she's bringing up Stefan still. So obviously,
she clearly cares about
him.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Agreed.
All right. Any other predictions?
I don't have a prediction, but I do hope to see the whole Bonnie Enzo thing come about a little bit faster. I just want to see how that comes along.
Me too.
And who did she lose?
And how did that? Yeah, who did she lose? How did she end up in the hospital?
Maybe she lost Nora because Nora's her friend now.
I don't think she would really like
get that crazy.
Yeah, but who else could she have lost?
Someone tweeted me maybe and said maybe it was like Elena's body,
but
or
no,
maybe she feels like she let Elena down in some way, and so that's why she was saying I lost.
I saw that as well, but I don't think that's what it is because now we know that it's fine.
Or yeah, better not be like in danger again.
Just, what if it's
cut it out?
What if it's something to do with Damon? Because isn't Damon
best friend?
Yeah,
her best friend.
So maybe that.
Sorry,
maybe.
They're besties. I love that they said they were besties.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I do have a little bit of news and gossip from Julie's blog that I've been reading from every week. I have it on my phone because I didn't have a chance to write down everything. But this week, basically, she explains that she was really busy and had a deadline, so she was kind of lazy with her blog. But she went on Twitter and said, hey, everyone, the first 10 questions that are, like, legit questions about the episodes, I will answer in my blog this week. So she posted some of them, and some of them are really good questions. There's one I went, at Abby Fortune wants to know, when will Steriline reunite in the flash forwards? The answer is, they will come face to face in episode 719.
Oh my gosh, it's so far.
That's 6 weeks from now. Steriline will be reunited in a flash forward. So that means that we're still getting flash forwards in episode 19 when there's only 3 episodes left in the season.
I thought 17 that we caught up. Was that missing?
I mean, this is straight out of the horse's mouth right here. I trust this answer better than anything else.
Guys, maybe we catch up and then we go again flash forward.
I'm gonna kill myself.
At Kendrick Victoria wanted to know, why does Reyna look like Elena? Well, Kendra, the answer is totally blind, and I do mean blind coincidence. It wasn't a resemblance we noticed right away, but once someone pointed it out, all we could do was see it. So we threw in a couple jokes about it, but truthfully, there is no mythological reason for it.
Oh. Lies. Sam. No. Lies.
She's sorry,
covering
Sam.
Her ass.
Sorry,
she's covering
Sam.
Covering her ass.
See, happens I, that's, all the time. Okay, because I don't want to replace Elena.
I'm not saying, but there just needs to be an explanation. It's a little... Oh, God. Now that makes me a little angry.
It makes you angry. And then... Sorry, there was one more I wanted to read, but I can't. Oh, at Who Dat F wanted to know, when will you explore Bayman? I'm going very gray waiting. She says Bonnie and Damon's friendship is about to hit some fairly major hurdles. Oh, he's making bad decisions left and right, and he will make one that impacts Bonnie in horrible ways. He will have to work very hard to earn her forgiveness, and they'll each have to decide how important they are to each other. That's the best I can tell you for now. I can't comment on future pairings because my mind changes a lot.
What did I say? That's probably who she lost.
Damon.
It's gonna be,
you know, Damon making these decisions. He's gotta stop.
He does.
Enough is enough. I mean, it's fun when we first met him in season 1 and he's all crazy. What we forgot to remember is that he had also been around for over 100 years and he's still pulling this crap.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So that's just a couple of the questions that she answered. I highly suggest you go to Entertainment Weekly's website and read the whole blog because there's just some really long answers on there, and I don't have time to read it all through. But this was a great episode, and next week is the big crossover. Yeah. So, ladies, let the people know where they can find you all week to talk about Vampire Diaries.
You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at @Jordana_Morphin.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I'm super sorry I could not get to more of your questions. The internet was not working, and I really wanted to see them, but we will be tweeting and commenting all week. Thanks for watching, guys.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you check out AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you guys are going on to iTunes and leaving us comments and love. Give us 5 stars because you love us so much and we're pretty. Make sure you comment on there. I promise next week I will read some of the comments on iTunes because we do a lot of shout outs on the YouTube live chat. If you missed the YouTube live chat, we are live Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for watching and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.